Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you have a great, great day planned for tomorrow. And we're looking forward to sitting back and watching a lot of football tomorrow. Mark, you'll be still prepping, still working. You got the Saints and the Broncos coming up on Sunday on Fox. We all look forward to tuning in to see if your collar can withstand the stress that you're going to be placing on it over the next few days. So we're going tenderloin, turkey, and steak over the next 3 days. Along with all the fixings.
Right. I'm just going to carry around a defibrillator. How do you say that?
Defibrillator.
Yeah, whatever that is. Just with me. It'll just be like on my side satchel. It'll be like a man purse. Little paddles. Just ready to go. Just charge
just,
it up.
Just in case.
Just in case.
In case of emergency.
Yep.
Locked and loaded with Body Armor Sports Drink. What does Drew Locke need to do in order to lead Denver to a victory over New Orleans? You know the Saints very well. You think they're the most talented team you've seen all year.
Yeah, they are the most talented team. One thing is going to be just a huge key for Drew Locke is pre-snap versus post-snap. So what they show you in pre-snap is probably 80% of the time not what they're playing in post-snap. So they will show you a lot of too high looks. You got to distinguish who's the rotation safety, who's the guy down. Is it the boundary safety that's going to rotate down? Is it the field safety that's going to rotate down? They're going to play a lot of cover three, a lot of cover one, and they are going to bring a lot of different blitzes. They'll have a lot of different walk-ups. Gardner Johnson, 22, is their nickel corner. That guy is a football playing Jesse. He is all over the place. He's a great blitz package guy. But they can bring anybody on blitz, whether it's Malcolm Jenkins, whether it's Gardner Johnson. It doesn't matter. They're really good at the line of scrimmage and got a great rotation. They are, unlike Miami, you know, that plays kind of an amoeba defense, they are a big front, but a big athletic front. So they're all 315 pounds, but they're all exceptionally athletic. So their work cut out. You know, this whole offensive line played really well. The run game, we brought back the Packers sweep from the 60s and all that stuff. That's important. But they're going to match you physically and athletically. And rotationally, they're going to be fresh. So that is really on Drew Locke to control the line of scrimmage. You're like, using false cadences are going to be important, Mike, to get them to show their hand of where they're rotating, what they're doing. That's going to be a big key to this game, the fake cadence. So you get up and you're like, blue 80, hot, hot. And then you stop, easy, easy, easy. And then you see what kind of movement you got. So you have a little bit of an idea of what post-snap is going to look like. And then you get back into your cadence. So that's something that tool that you should probably use if you're the Broncos.
How did this Saints defense that Locke will be going up against seemingly just flip the switch the last couple of weeks? Because the first several weeks of the season, they were pretty ordinary, despite the big reputation they had coming into the season. I mean, they gave up 23, 34, 37. Gave up 29 to the Lions, 27. 24, 23 to the Bears.
Right.
Bears stink offensively.
Uh-huh.
And now all of a sudden it started with the Tampa Bay game where they completely throttled Brady.
Right.
38-3. Then they followed it up 27-13 and then 24-9 over Falcons team that we just saw who seemed to really be gaining some momentum and playing pretty well. So The last 3 weeks they've gone 3-13-9.
They have done a great job, Mike, tying their back end together with their front end. And really, that's what it comes down to. Talking to Dennis Allen, who used to be here. Yeah, he was a coordinator here.
Yep.
I talked to him a couple weeks ago. Dennis talked about several different guys, but one being Malcolm Jenkins. So Malcolm Jenkins is a guy who's, you know, been a Pro Bowl player for a lot of years. So he's like a 12-year veteran. He played in Philly a certain style of pretty simplistic cover three with zero disguise. He's just down. He's an in-the-box safety. That's what he does. He's really good on, he's really good one-on-one versus tight ends and stuff. Really, he plays with great strength and undercuts a lot of routes, a lot of the shorter routes, and does a really good job with that. It was really about getting everybody to buy in to what they're trying to do from a disguise, a post-snap situation. And change some of the nuance in cover three that we're asking you to play with. Some of the leverage scenarios. And so he was really like, when Malcolm Jenkins finally kind of understood what we were asking him to do and he could see the entire picture because, you know, old dog, new tricks. You've done something for a certain way for 12 years or 11 years. And all of a sudden you're saying, hey, let's do it my way. It took a little bit. So the emergence of him playing with better disguise, the emergence of Gardner Johnson, number 22, as a legit nickel flat corner who can just, I mean, roll up in blitz and roll up in the flat and absolutely smash you. Great open field tackler. It's changed. And DeMario Davis is one of the best middle linebackers you're going to see this, the Broncos face. He's phenomenal.
Locked and loaded with Body Armor Sports Drink. So Mark has got the game on Sunday for Fox, and he's got something special planned for the broadcast, and we're going to give you an exclusive, you great listeners, a sneak peek at what Mark has planned next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Offers during the BMW Road Home sales event going on now at Champ BMW through January 4th. Don't just take the road home. Experience it in the ultimate driving machine. Champ BMW has released their Black Friday specials early. Now through November 30th, you can save on vehicle service parts, 20% off the 2019 models of BMW, and the $1,750 off the brand new BMWs. Guys, telling you what, I'm driving the X5 with that X-Drive all-wheel drive technology. Snowing on Monday, not a problem whatsoever. Zipped in and out of work, not an issue, guys. Champ BMW, home of the one price, one person, 1 hour. One of the reasons I've been doing business with them for the last 13 years. They're taking care of you. It's about relationship. It's about service. Become a customer for life, just like me. Experience the best buying process for yourself at Champ BMW in Highlands Ranch. Check them out online at champbmw.com.
I'm Stephanie, a nurse on a COVID-19 unit. When you distance, wear a mask, wash your hands, avoid gathering, and get medical attention quickly, you're helping us save lives too. Let's have each other's backs.
A message from Centura Health.
Skip the crowded mall this Black Friday weekend and come to Shane Company, where shopping's safer and easier than ever. To keep everyone safe, we're taking extra precautions, including temperature screenings, mandatory masks, and social distancing. We've also installed a new air purification system with state-of-the-art technology. To make shopping easy for you, we have curated holiday gifts wrapped with a bow and ready to give. This year, one of my favorites is our exclusive star pendant with a natural ice blue sapphire for $165. It's the perfect gift for the star in your life. Another favorite, our elegant cultured pearl pendant with diamond accents for $465. We're going above and beyond to make shopping safer. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com. Check our website for special holiday hours.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan's text line is brought to you by Ramos Law. Introducing Ramos Law Client Connect. Secure remote legal consultation from your home or office. Visit RamosLaw.com.
Wow, Leslie, your fireplace really sucks.
I beg your pardon?
What I mean is your fireplace is literally sucking all the air out of your house and right up the chimney every time you burn it.
Well, what can I do about it?
Well, you could get a high-efficiency gas insert from Cozy Heat. It keeps all the air you already pay the utility company to heat, and it returns up to 80% of the fire's heat back into your house.
I'd use my fireplace every chance I get if I could do that. Maybe my furnace wouldn't need to run so much.
Well, that's the whole point. Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio, along with my niece Leslie, to tell you how a gas insert from Cozy Heat will give you the incentive to use your fireplace again. Cozy Heat gas fireplaces and inserts are made to crank out the heat with beauty and style.
Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in fireplaces. Family owned and operated since 1954, with three beautiful showrooms in Denver, Lakewood, and Highlands Ranch.
We'll even give you a free in-home quote, including expert installation by our own certified in-house installers.
Find us on the web at LairFireplacePatio.com.
For top quality Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio, Denver's fireplace experts.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors. Plus, there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SB Black Friday.
eBay has gifts that say a lot, but don't cost a lot. So save big on a DeWalt drill set for dad that says, let's get to work. Tell your all-star niece it's time for takeoff with Air Jordans at not-so-sky-high prices. And get a certified refurbished Bose soundbar for your husband that says, we're going to need a bigger home theater. Say a lot, save a lot on gifts from eBay for those who mean a lot.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbus here for American Financing. So many people are eligible for a lower mortgage rate right now, which means it may not be as quick of an experience as it used to be, but you need to understand that even if the process takes a little bit longer, you cannot afford to miss out because rates this low can save you up to $1,000 a month plus tens of thousands over the next 30 years. That kind of savings can make a significant impact on your budget, and I know just the people to help. American Financing, they're a family-owned mortgage lender known for putting you first, listening to what you want, then customizing a loan to achieve your goals, working evenings and weekdays to fit your schedule, providing a no-pressure experience, and never charging upfront fees. So if you're ready to save up to $1,000 a month, call American Financing at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000, or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS number 182334. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
This segment on 104.3 The Fan is brought to you by Premier Heating and Air.
In light of the coronavirus pandemic, many Coloradoans remain hungry and are in need of help. Join Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan and 9 Cares Colorado Shares in the King Soopers virtual food drive, powered by Stinkin' Good Green Chili and Groove Auto. Every dollar donated helps Food Bank of the Rockies provide 4 meals to families with children right here in Colorado. Contribute today at 1043thefan.com/food drive.
All guests appear on the Fireball Hotline. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Well, by now, we know that what the Broncos did in their running game on Sunday against the Dolphins was a blast from the past. But how much of a blast from the past was it? Mark, why don't you kind of set up what you're going to be unveiling during your broadcast on Sunday on Fox?
Right. Well, I mean, if we can get it all cleared, right? I mean, that it's different in the TV world than it is the radio world. So,
dude, you'll get it cleared.
Well,
Fox. You're an NFL rights holder.
Yeah.
Billions.
We've got the video cleared, Mike, but it's about some of the audio. But anyhow, long story short is, you know, Vic Fangio said that, didn't he say something like this is a run play from the 60s?
Yeah.
So I'm talking to my producer the other day and my AD, and I was like, hey, man, before I heard that sound on Monday, I was watching the Broncos stuff. And I was doing kind of my deep dive into it. And I told you, man, I've never seen this kind of with the front side guard pulling on a G lead type of thing. And then the backside tackles or the backside center tackle, the backside guard tackle, almost like a G lead with a counter, together on that. And, you know, it was one of those things that in my career, we'd never run it and I hadn't seen it. You know, I hadn't seen it. And my producer is like, oh my God, that just reminds me of the 60s Packers. It's like, it reminds me of the sweep. So they went out and found, you know, they found this 60 Packers film with Vince Lombardi, and it's tremendous.
Good. It's tremendous. Yeah, you got to get it on the broadcast.
But it looks does it not look like exactly what they were doing?
It totally does. So if all works out, well, here's a little preview of what you might see and hear on Sunday.
We ask our lead guard to pull hard to the outside and kick out on the halfback, who's usually forcing out on the outside here. Our center, since this is the particular blocking we use, we ask him to block as an odd situation and take the middle linebacker. Our off guard pulls hard as the left guard did, and he finds the first opening. If the opening is inside the linebacker, he will take it and seal inside. If the end has the linebacker taken in, he will come around it and seal inside. If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here, and try to run this play in the alley in here.
So-called Lombardi sweep or the Green Bay sweep, as it's sometimes referred to, is a hard-nosed football play, really. That's one of the reasons I like it. I think it's the kind of a play that brings everybody up on the bit, that brings everybody up on the mark.
Gentlemen, this is the most important play we have. It's the play we must make go. It's the play that we will make go. It's the play that we will run again and again and again. 49-28.
That's cool.
That is cool, right?
I got a little chills to say that.
Yeah.
We're going to run it hard.
It's a hard-nosed football play.
Hard-nosed football.
The Lombardi sweep.
It's got a little almost like, what is it, James Cagney there. You see here? You see what you did there?
It does. See here? We got a seal here. And we got a seal here. And we're going to run it right up the alley. You see? if we get that in, that's exactly where I'm going.
Oh, you got to go with that afterwards.
Yeah, right? Like James, that's James Cagney, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
See here? We got a seal here, and we got a seal here. You see? That's beautiful.
Oh, why don't people talk like that anymore?
I don't know. Where'd it go? I don't know where it went.
You know, between your Vince Lombardi's, your James Cagney's, your... Jeremy Storks, you know, you don't get anybody talking like that anymore.
Oh, that's right. James Stewart. It reminds me, right? Miracle on 34th Street, isn't that coming up?
Really?
That's a Christmas thing.
Really?
Huh.
Are you trying to get me in? No, really there?
No, what I screw up?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. That's what I
Same thing.
Same.
He's not in the... Hell yeah.
No, I don't think he's on Miracle on...
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a Wonderful Life. That's what I meant.
Dude, if you do some James Cagney...
Say, we get a seal here, and we got a seal here. Then we run it right down the alley.
What do you mean sounds awful to Huff? Oh, see, apparently only DeHuff's the only one that can do... impressions are.
Oh yeah, he gets all butthurt about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Somebody else is trying to do an impression. Mm-hmm.
What about James Cagney DeHuff? About him?
Yeah.
I don't know. What about him?
So hopefully you guys get a chance to do because when you watch and you showed us the video, of the famous Packers sweep with Jerry Kramer and Fuzzy Thurston.
Oh yeah.
That's what the Broncos were doing. That's what they were doing with Bolsey and Reisner.
Right.
The new Jerry Kramer and Fuzzy Thurston.
Forrest Gregg, wasn't he on there?
Forrest Gregg was,
Was he a tackle?
Okay.
He was a tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forrest Gregg was a Hall of Famer too, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great Jerry Kramer just went to the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Idaho Vandal, right?
The Idaho Vandal. Started Guard U. You think about Guard U.
Guard U?
Idaho.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know about Kramer. Who else?
Me? Mike Iupati?
He says with all humility.
Mike Iupati?
Yeah, that's true.
There's a couple other guys like Jake Scott went to Idaho and Rick Demuling. Tom Cable. Guard U, baby. We just crank out great guards in the NFL.
I don't know if you sound like James Cagney or if you sound like the guy in Home Alone.
Who's the guy in Home Alone?
When he's getting the pizza delivered. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oh, keep the change. Yeah, that guy. You filthy animal. I don't know who that guy was, though.
So. Yeah, do James Cagney. That'll be good.
Right.
Yeah, see him.
We got a seal here. A seal here. I love it. I'll tell you what, it's
that'll really resonate with the TV viewing audience on Sunday.
They'll know exactly
who
I'm talking about. They'll know exactly who I'm talking about.
Evan Jerkagny is drifting towards Groucho Marx.
Hey, close enough. Right?
Ah, we're going Cagney, Groucho Marx.
Who cares?
Tiny Tim. We're really keeping it current, aren't we?
That's what we do here.
Yeah, but hey, it's the time for the classics, right? It's a time for the classics. It's time for Four Down Territory. As that is coming your way, we'll hear from John Elway, Garrett Bowles, and look ahead to those Turkey Day games tomorrow. That's next.
What are you most thankful for, Broncos country? Garrett Bowles' transformation? Young weapons like Jerry Jeudy and Noah Fant? Stud safeties Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson? Don't forget the steady leg of Brandon McManus. We're most thankful to be coming off a win. Otherwise, this would have been a really hard promo to sell. Happy Thanksgiving, Denver, where Broncos country comes for inside information and opinions. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/Straight Talk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The radio you're listening to is about to get a whole lot better. Because SiriusXM is free now through December 1st, no credit card required. Just press the sat button in your car and hear ad-free music like never before. Dedicated, expertly curated channels for everything from country and pop to rock and hip-hop. Plus sports talk and news, and even more available for free online and on the app. Just press the sat button in your car and listen free to SiriusXM through December 1st.
People everywhere want answers.
Critics are calling Stephen Colbert the hottest late-night host.
Boom! Bombshell!
A riveting watch.
What?
Ripping television.
Wow!
A beacon of hope and humanity.
I'm so excited that I'm not getting any of the sleep I normally don't get.
And they can't get enough of him right now.
I'm more sourdough than man at this point.
Is that why I always want to poke your belly to hear you giggle?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, weeknights on CBS.
When your porcelain throne starts running or stops working, it can be a real pain. Call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hey, I'm Mike. And this year, thanks to Metro, nothing's getting between me and my holidays. As a rideshare driver, I know a thing or two about going the extra mile. And Metro's helping me go even further. Metro covered the switching fees and gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, we scored 4 free Galaxy phones from Metro just for switching. Now, we can all get in the holiday spirit streaming our favorite tunes and ring in the new year over video chat with family and friends.
You work hard. Switching to Metro isn't. This season, there's 0 fees to switch. And right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch.
I'm Mike, and that's how I rule my holiday with Metro.
Plus device sales tax with eligible port in and no T-Mobile service in past 180 days. 1 phone per line while supplies last. If new line deactivates, all lines lose 4-line promo rate. Additional terms apply. Limited time offer. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Looking to sell your used Rolex watch? We buy and sell pre-owned Rolex watches, all styles, from old to new. Hi, I'm Scott Matthew with Matthew's Fine Watches and Jewelry. Bring in your Rolex watch and we will buy it on the spot. Matthew's, located in Highlands Ranch, serving Colorado since 1951.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan. Even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Yeah, this season I actually had little business cards made. Eric Rubino, Fantasy Baseball GM. You can keep that. Sure, the players are famous, but come game day, I decide their fate. What's that? Oh, you make $20 million? Well, I don't like your attitude. You're benched! Now, I never bench an all-star, but I could. That's also why I like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. With options based on my budget, they never throw me a curveball. That's a little baseball reference for you.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This segment on 104.3 The Fan is brought to you by Ideal Home Loans.
I want me some glory hope.
This is Four Down territory.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Pound it, launch it, and bring the funk.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. You just don't flop it out there and expect to perform like that.
On Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. First down.
You know, I think that's one of the bright things that Drew has done is he's very resilient and he's continued to bounce back. And, you know, you're going to go through growing pains, especially as a young quarterback. He had 5 starts last year and we're excited about what we've seen. Obviously, the consistency hasn't been there where we wanted it to be. But, you know, you look at everything that's gone on for us this year. I think that they've hung in there and done a heck of a job.
There's John Elway to DenverBroncos.com talking about Drew Locke. Did you hear there a vote of confidence or the dreaded vote of confidence?
No,
there is a difference.
Yeah, no, I heard a vote of confidence for Drew Locke. You know, but there's still this evaluation period going on. If we talked, you and I have talked for 2 days now. We've talked to Adam Schefter about it. You know, you're still looking at this division with Mahomes, with Justin Herbert, with all the people that are in this division, Derek Carr. And, you know, even with significant improvement, you're still the 4th best quarterback in the division. So, I mean, they're going to have to scrutinize this very hard these last 6 games.
Next in 4 down territory.
Second down.
Me and Munchak talk on a regular basis. I love that man dearly. I think I give him all the credit in the world because of what he's done with me in such a short amount of time. And it's really nice to know that I have an online coach that I can rely on and can trust and we can talk, you know, man to man. But, you know, it's always nice to get recognition. But at the same time, you know, I'm not in it to, hey, look at me or anything like that. I'm in it because I love this game.
At the risk of upsetting you, but then again, you're over there in the hot box, so what are you going to do about it? Could it be that Pro Football Focus was right all along? They saw it before you saw it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Pro Football Focus had Garrett Bowles ranked highly, and you would scoff at it. And now everybody seems to be on board the Garrett Bowles bandwagon. And what do you know? Pro Football Focus came out yesterday and said he is the number one rated tackle in all of football.
Well, I think that's probably one. They ranked him high the last four or five games of last season. That's when they started ranking him high, in the last four or five games. Two, Pro Football Focus is giving out grades with zero context. So I've had at least four coaches scoff, unsolicited, about Pro Football Focus and how ridiculous it is. So,
because agents are using it as a tool for their guys to get paid.
Yeah. They're, oh, look, we got this Pro Football Focus ranking. Or, hey, your guy's playing horrible. No, actually, my guy's playing really well. It's because Pro Football Focus says something doesn't mean that it's gospel. So, but you know, I agree with them on this, in this particular instance, that Garrett Bowles is playing really well. Now, would I say that he's the best tackle in football? No. Nope. Uh-uh.
Top five?
Top
five?
If you're saying of the guys that I have seen, I mean, Trent Williams is phenomenal. Teron Armstead, who you're going to see this weekend, is a phenomenal player, as is Ramchek for the Saints. Who else have I seen that is outstanding? Whitworth is still, even at 38, is still a really good player. But yeah, Garrett Bowles is in there in that conversation with the top tackles. Yeah, absolutely.
Next in four down territory.
Third down. Manning sits in the pocket with time, throws, caught. Julius Thomas at the 20, left side to the 10, to the 5, and he's in for the touchdown. Crossing from right to left, Julius Thomas, 35 yards, and Denver takes a 16-0 lead.
My best friend Peyton Manning.
That was one of 24 times that Peyton Manning and Julius Thomas hooked up in a two-year span. Hey, Julius Thomas was just a touchdown machine. Then again, the Broncos were a touchdown machine. Remember those days? So, the class of 2021 modern era player semifinalists. They come down to 25, and Peyton Manning, first year on the ballot, no surprise. He's going to breeze into Canton, first ballot.
I'm not sure.
Oh, no. Come on, Millennial Ben. He's going in.
That's obvious.
First ballot. I think the only question is, Brandon Stokely's role in all of this.
It's a good call. What do you suppose that, I know that he'll be there, obviously.
But in what capacity?
Yeah, that's my, I mean, obviously he's flying on the private plane.
Yep.
But will he be introducing Peyton? Will he be on the dais with Peyton? Will he be in the Baby Bjorn? Like, I don't know.
I think he's sitting in the front row wearing the half Bronco, half Colt jersey.
Palms.
Yep. I think Archie presents him.
Or Eli, yeah.
Yeah, one of those two. I think that'll be great.
Probably Arch.
That'll be a great speech. Oh, hey, it'll be great. It'll be like a Saturday Night Live monologue. He'll be great.
He'll have done it. You know, he's got that 10,000 rule time. He'll have done the speech 10,000 times before he shows up for it.
Next in four down territory.
Fourth down.
We're going to go to work every day and try to do the best we can to you know, improve. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's what we do. So, you know, from that aspect of it, we got to go to work. We got to do some things better and go out and practice it and go out and perform it. I mean, that's what this game is. You know, and obviously execution is going to go one way or another. And unfortunately, it didn't go very well for us today.
That is Millennial Ben's arch nemesis, his sworn enemy.
His nemesi?
Nemesi.
Who?
Matt Patricia.
Ooh.
Millennial Ben is a long-suffering Lions fan.
He does not like Matt Patricia.
He despises Matt Patricia. I said, talk to Stink. Stink knows Matt Patricia. Maybe you can shed a little light.
How about new?
What? You don't want to know anything about Matt Patricia?
How about new?
Give him some
hope. Why won't you die?
Wow.
Wow,
That escalated quickly right there.
That was very nice.
No. Thursday football, Thanksgiving, we get some bonbonas. We got...
bonbonas?
Yeah. Houston and Detroit. God, what a Thanksgiving blessing that we get Detroit every single Thanksgiving, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then he took a sledgehammer. Then we got... So we got Houston and Detroit, followed up by Washington and Dallas. And then we got Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Ordinarily, that'd be awesome, but Baltimore's really struggling, losing three of their last four.
We got a Jackson 5!
I am looking forward to that Baltimore-Pittsburgh game, because you know who has Pittsburgh the following week? Yours truly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh could be 11-0 by the time you get them?
Yep.
That's Pittsburgh and who?
Washington.
Ooh.
It's a Fox game.
Okay.
Yeah, Pittsburgh and Washington, they could be 11-0. The 11-0 Pittsburgh show, which is, the you know, obviously it's the reason they put me on it, because...
Big game.
Well, that big game, and who else has been 11-0 and 13-0 in their career? They broadcast for Fox. Nobody?
Aikman never was?
11-0? I don't think so. I have no idea, but
I
doubt it.
We need to do a Charles Johnson fifth down special.
Uh-huh.
We have a fifth down story to bring to you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Guess what? Guess who is going to be starting at quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals in place of Joe Burrow? Cue the music.
Are you joking me?
I would not joke. When it comes to the gamer.
The gamer starting a game for Cincinnati.
Well, we're living here and now.
How about that?
Brandon Allen.
Brandon Allen.
Is back.
Man.
Bringing his .8-inch per play offense to Cincinnati. Was that what was the number?
Yeah, it was.
They in the second half of a game,
they
when he was quarterbacking for the Broncos. They averaged 0.8 inches per play.
Like 8 inches per play or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, we called that the sneaking up on you offense. This is very yeah. Wascally.
Very wascally.
Very wascally.
Wow. So yeah. Brandon Allen, the gamer.
The gamer.
You know what? I'm the hero.
That's excellent news.
That is excellent news. So there you go. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it for Four Down Territory, our tour around the NFL. Bring that to you each and every morning at 7:30. Troy Rank joins us to look ahead to Broncos Saints. Can the Broncos make it 2 in a row? He'll tell us next. Well, we love talking about good trades, right? We love fun trade talk. It's what is at the core of being a sports fan. Well, it's no different at Siltahar Motors. They are offering top dollar for your trade, which gives you a great chance to trade up on hundreds of used cars. Right now, Siltahar Motors has 3 lots full of used cars. It's a great opportunity to trade up to a better car. And you know what? It's been that kind of a year. You deserve it. Bring your trade in and upgrade your car today with zero money down and financing as low as 1.9%. Siltahar also has a one-of-a-kind leasing program for all their used cars, and all used vehicles with under 100,000 miles are certified pre-owned. Siltahar's 5 dealerships in one, offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati. You can view their entire selection at sthmotors.com, and while there, chat with a representative about the trade value of your current car. At Siltahar, these are the kind of trades everybody wins. Easy to find this Thanksgiving weekend. Get over there, Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or go to sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, trade in and trade up.
Tomorrow morning on The Fan, Nate Jackson and John Davis set the Thanksgiving table before an NFL tripleheader. Start with an appetizer of Texans-Lions, then stuff your turkey with the Cowboys in Washington, and top off your pumpkin pie with the Ravens and Steelers. It all starts tomorrow morning at 6 with Nate Jackson and John Davis from your Thanksgiving overeating friends at Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
I never thought I'd like a job so much.
Yeah, I hear you. It's great here at the Safeway District.
distribution center.
We're making $18.31 an hour.
Plus, we get amazing benefits, and you get to work with great people like me.
Ha, and me.
Seriously, if your job isn't paying you at least $18.31 an hour, you gotta come work with us.
You get full benefits and a dollar raise right after the probationary period.
And right now, the Safeway Distribution Center is offering up to a $3,000 retention bonus.
Apply right now at SafewayDenverDC.com.
That's SafewayDenverDC.com.
We're usually first in line for sales after Thanksgiving, but things are different this year.
Car Toys is extending their hours to keep crowds low so we can shop safely and find the biggest deals of the year.
Free installs on select receivers with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto from Alpine, Kenwood, Pioneer, and Sony starting at $249.
Plus, buy one, get one set of Infinity speakers for free.
Safe shopping. Let's go.
Bag the biggest deals of the year without the crowds at the Car Toys Black Friday sale now through Monday. Get half-off speakers from Alpine, Pioneer, and Focal, plus multimedia decks starting at $99.
Car Toys, a better way to go.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Another reading from the Golden Oak Lending Book of Mortgage Lingo. What is a cash-out refinance? It's doing a cannonball from your porch.
Watch out!
That new car smell. A new college graduate in the family.
With a BA in business and a minor in medieval Renaissance poetry.
Reading the words, paid in full.
Woohoo! Did it!
At Golden Oak Lending, we speak mortgage and love translating it for our customers. Right now, rates are at a low 2.5%. Call 720-500-GOLD or visit us online at goldenoaklending.com and talk with an experienced local loan officer who will guide you every step of the way. NMLS 114937, 2.5% fixed, 2.655% APR on conventional 15-year mortgage with 30% equity and approved credit. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hi, Justin Klopp of Trice Jewelers. Wow, it's another gift-giving season. Are you ready? Well, we are. We're ready to make it easy and exciting with an incredible collection of beautiful jewelry from around the world. Bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings in every price range and wonderful styles you just won't see anywhere else. Give her what she's been dreaming about. Find jewelry from Trice Jewelers, the gift that lasts a lifetime. Our promise, you simply cannot find a better diamond or a piece of jewelry at a lower price anywhere else. On University, just south of Arapaho Road, or online now, TriceJewelers.com.
Hey, it's Mark Slurth for my friends at Xfinity, and welcome to Xfinity Black Friday sales event with big savings you want on the internet and mobile you need to stay connected this holiday season. Welcome to fast, reliable internet and mobile with nationwide 5G on the most reliable network, because now for a limited time you can get XFi Internet, XFi Mobile together for $35 a month when you get internet for 12 months and a one-year agreement, and mobile with 1 gig wireless data option, and you can get a $200 prepaid card. Plus, ask how you can get $300 off eligible phones for a big savings of up to $500. Don't miss out on the incredible Black Friday sales. The sale ends December 7th, so visit Xfinity.com, call Xfinity XFi, or visit Xfinity store near you today. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus Internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After the term, regular rates apply. Based on Root Metrics by IHS Markit's Root Score Reports 2H 2020 of 4 mobile networks.
Question mark. With Mark Schlereth is brought to you by Brakes Plus.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
All right, let's welcome in our Denver 7 insider, Colorado Sportscaster of the Year, Troy Rankies, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Troy, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. As you have covered the Garrett Bowles saga over the years, How would you best describe where we're at and where we've come to?
I lost you guys at the beginning of that. What was the first part of that, Mike?
First of all, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank
and your family.
You.
And secondly, how would you kind of describe this whole rags-to-riches story of Garrett Bowles?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote about it extensively on the DenverChannel.com. He's gone from bust to beast, from Garrett Holds to Pro Bowls. I mean, it's unbelievable. I went back through recent history of the Broncos, I've covered the team for more than a decade in two different stints. I don't ever recall a starting player going from arguably the worst on a unit to the best the next year. And it's a credit to Bowles and his hard work. His connection with Mike Munchak, the light bulb went on in that regard. And, you know, the NFL, the holding calls are down dramatically. That's part of it, and there's no crowds. But ultimately, if you watch the film, and I went back and watched several games, that he doesn't have the mistakes last year. He's wrestling guys to the ground and the obvious calls, these the blatant calls, you know, away from the ball. He's eliminated a lot of that, and he's learned some of the nuances of the position. So he's put himself in a position where they, for me, they have to keep him, whether that's on a franchise tag or a long-term deal. But on a team that's 4-6, they can't afford to let their best players walk. And I would include both he and Justin Simmons in that conversation. But credit to Bowles. I mean, again, I've never seen a guy increase his value and go from, again, arguably the worst player on a unit to the best from one season.
Yeah, it is. It's remarkable. And you mentioned the connection and one, the responsibility. You know, he was like, hey, man, the fans kicked me in the butt, deservedly so. I wasn't very good. You know, I've taken it upon myself. I mean, it's just, it's an amazing transformation. And, you know, I mean, I was, you know, public enemy number one when it came to criticism for Garrett Bowles. And he's done unbelievable work this year. He's played really well. But tell me about the connection. Like, how did Mike Munchak get through to him? And tell me about that connection a little bit between he and Munchak and how well he's playing right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with the fact Munchak was a Hall of Fame player. I mean, there's a credibility there that helps Munchak when he walks in the door. He's considered one of the best offensive line coaches for a reason. But he's been able to connect with Garrett in a way where Garrett trusts him and Garrett listens to him and has become more coachable. Because when Munchak arrived, that was his third offensive line coach in 3 years. And now he's had his first time in his career, he's had the same offensive line coach in back-to-back seasons. And it's paid off. There's just a trust factor there. And I don't know that wasn't that he didn't like his other offensive line coaches, but when someone continues to repeat the same mistakes, continues to kind of stamp around and show a temper and not be able to calm down during games, that's an indication, for whatever reason, he wasn't connecting and maybe he wasn't ready for it. You know, I do think if I go back and watch the interviews from Garrett earlier in his career, he's shown a maturity about him. And some of it, he's played the position more. I mean, he played very little in high school, and he played 3 years of college football, but only 1 year at Division I level. So some of it was just, you know, needing to play more. But it's clear, Mark, he trusts Mike Munchak. They have a relationship where, whether it's, you say it's like a father to son or just a coach to player, to where when Munchak tells him something, he listens and he takes it to heart. And we've seen that because we have not seen Garrett, even within a game where he's had a few calls, they're isolated. Last year, if he had a bad play, it became a bad series, became a bad half. He couldn't stop it. This year, we don't see that.
Visitor Troy Rank, listening to John Elway talk yesterday to DenverBroncos.com, he was enthusiastic in talking about Drew Lock. I've posed the question today, were we listening to a vote of confidence or the dreaded vote of confidence?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, because it took forever last offseason for them to commit to Drew Lock. So the idea that at 4-6, where he's got more interceptions than touchdowns, that they're suddenly all in on him. I mean, I'll reserve judgment on that. I think it makes total sense to pump him up and be there for him and not try to, you know, bring him down in a season that's been the season's been upside down because of COVID. And I think there is some recognition of that. A young quarterback who needed an off season and needed preseason, which Elway has said in the past, that has not helped all this. And he did not, he and Pat Shurmur, for me, were not on the same page until last week, where they finally designed a game plan that makes more sense for Drew Lock in terms of throwing 30 times a game. But all of that said, Mike, John Elway and Lock have a relationship. Lock has gone to him and talks to him after games. And I don't know recently if that was by phone, because John wasn't able to attend the games as he battled COVID and is now, you know, fortunately doing well. But there is a relationship with the two of them. And that has helped this. And I do think there's things about Drew Lock that Elway certainly likes: his confidence, his swagger, you know, his ability to kind of lead, all those things. But as he did mention in the interview, he's got to be more consistent. You can't have more interceptions than touchdowns. And frankly, for them to win consistently, that ratio needs to be 2-1.
Hey, that running game, and you know, I told Mike as I was kind of deep diving into the coach's tape, I'd never seen what they were doing, and so we put it together and went back to the 60 Lombardi's Packers of that sweep with the front side and the backside pullers and all that stuff. What kind of knowledge have you gained in what they did and how they called that game and how well that worked in the running game and to take pressure off of Drew Lock?
Yeah, I mean, a combination of Pat Shurmur and Munchak obviously designing that. That didn't just come out of nowhere. I think it's an appreciation for the athleticism of, you know, Cushenberry showed it as well, but Cushenberry, Dalton Reisner, and Garrett Bowles, you know, extremely athletic guys who can get on the outside. Part of it was the fronts they were facing. I mean, you would know this better as you know, someone played at a high level for a long time, Mark. They saw something in the fronts with the Dolphins, the way they were trying to disguise stuff and, you know, eight men standing and then falling in and out of coverage, that they felt they could do things that were unique in terms of pulling guards. Because sometimes in NFL, you could say, let's do this every week, and then you're just going to get gashed because of the way the other team uses their front. But it was a creative game plan. You know, Shurmur obviously signed off on it. Munchak was involved. Whether they can continue it, I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing Bowles out there a few more times against the cornerback. He absolutely devoured a cornerback. But Cushenberry on the run that Philip Lindsay had for 20 yards, you would have to love that, Mark. When Fant blocks, he blocks down. You get a kick out block by Dotson, and then here comes Cushenberry running up the field, who, you know, gets a block that ends up being a 20-yard run. So to me, what it illustrates is when they execute, they still can be effective. Again, the one issue I would say to just pump the brakes this week is the Dolphins were the 23rd-ranked defense entering last week. Now they're even worse. The Saints have allowed the fewest yards on the ground in the NFL and the fewest yards per carry. So I don't know that we're going to see that sweep action going back to the four decades plan, but I do think you can use it as a way to maybe get a team going within a game or within a drive.
This will be our last time talking to you until actually Sunday game day. So where are you kind of trending right now when it comes to the Broncos' chances?
I think they can be competitive again because for everything Taysom Hill did well, I don't know, watching that Falcons game, I had no idea what they were doing in coverage. I mean, that was bizarre how they decided to defend a guy who had never started a game, a guy who frankly had more tackles than he had completions, and they treated him with respect and coverage that I don't think made much sense. So I do think they have a chance to be good. I think what is Vic Fangio at 18-8 against rookie quarterbacks throughout his career, and in some ways Hill is a rookie quarterback. So I think they have a chance to be competitive, but if they can't show balance, and that's my concern in terms of them pulling off the upset, I don't know if they can run as well. They're certainly not going to run as well as they did against the Dolphins, but if they can't show balance and they end up on that side of 40 pass attempts, they haven't shown they can win that way. But I do think they're trending in the right direction. It's just now the schedule bites them. You got the Saints and then you got the Chiefs. I mean, you can play well and still get whooped in both those games.
All right, Troy, have a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon.
You guys as well. Take care. See you.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air. We have a question mark coming up in a couple of minutes. Joel Klatt will join us just after 8 o'clock. We still have our stink keys to victory and our fearless predictions we'll get to. Let's get to some text here on the Ramoslav.com text line, 303-713-1043. So Pro Football Focus and their analytical approach and opinion isn't near as good as your opinion or
yes,
eye test?
Yes,
you're
correct.
You're never wrong, Mark, according to you anyway. You can't say what they do is completely worthless.
I didn't say it. The coach, I've had four coaches absolutely 100% unsolicited start a meeting griping about Pro Football Focus. You're telling me that you can grade game film that you have no context on, that you don't have the game plan, but you're grading the players. And oh, by the way, you can get a block and still get a bad grade in real football. Listen, just understand that it's a tool. I get that it's a tool, and I know that you love to crunch numbers and whatever. And I get that it's a tool, and that's great. But just understand that it's not the end-all, be-all. It isn't. And there's a lot of grades that they give out that are ridiculous. Ridiculous. So I'm just telling you, like, hey man, I'm going to trust my eyes over their eyes. That's what I'm going to trust. You don't, hey, you don't have to agree with me. You know, you can bury yourself in mom's basement and look at all their numbers all day long if you want to. That's your prerogative. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch film. I'm going to study. I'm going to talk to coaches and I'm going to talk to players because that's what I do. I'm not going to talk to some nerdery at the nerd factory that crunches numbers. That's not my thing. That could be your thing. Good for you.
This text goes to you dusting off some old Packer sweep
video
from the 60s with a little bit of Vince Lombardi thrown in there. Somebody's asking for you to talk like old-timey news guy during the broadcast.
Oh.
What would old-timey news guys say?
The old-timey news guy would be like, here are the boys in blue, right? That's what they say about the Broncos. The boys in blue, they bring it. The boys in blue, they're pulling both guards onto the outside. Look at him go. That's number 30. Philip Lindsay finds a hole in the crease. He's gone.
By the way, have we decided on the phrase of pay?
No, we have not. And that is where we need your help. Because we have got to figure out a phrase that I am going to say during this Broncos game that we can all agree. Now we had some phrases come out, right?
Yeah, there was you getting in some sort of sausage finger,
right? Sausage
reference.
Comment.
The leader in the clubhouse.
They shoveled it into the sausage.
The leader in the clubhouse yesterday,
right?
And we liked it. Was you can't hold your mud.
Can't hold your mud. That's right. Can't hold your mud. I got to write this down. Hold on for a second. But is that what we're going with?
Well, like I said, it's the leader in the clubhouse. So unless it's knocked off in the next hour, I think we need to go with you can't hold your mud.
Something that is, you know, I mean, we did this in the first game and we smeared Paxton in the game.
Yes, you did. Which was just.
I don't even remember how I smeared Paxton. Do you remember how I smeared him?
You were talking about, I think, all the starting quarterbacks for the Broncos over the years. And I think you slammed Paxton as the worst of all of them.
I think I said something about Madden football. Like, this is.
Oh, yes, you did. Something you did. You tied it.
To Madden. This is not like a video game like Madden.
Yeah, maybe it was like. It showed the number of starts, and it was like he's played more. He started more games in Madden than he started for.
Yeah. He started more games in Madden than he started for the Broncos. Yeah, it was something like that.
That was good. That was good. That was really good.
Tied it right together.
Yeah. So, all right. So, as of right, we'll give you another hour to come up with phrase it pays suggestions. Ramoslaw.com, text line 303-713-1043. But right now, the leader in the clubhouse is you can't hold your mud.
Can't hold your mud. He's a bleeder.
This is KKFN and KKFN HD1 Longmont, Denver.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.